The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Holy shit, does that car have laser cannons, or are you just happy to see me? This is Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan Doyle, Tim, and Gabe.
Who the fuck's Gabe?
You meant the intro. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Just let you go the whole time.
We're recording in all areas of life right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 279 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe, and I've given up on knowing what fucking episode we're on. Well, it's like
205.
I did it. Made it happen. So I did it. I was right. Hey, everybody, I'm Gabe.
I think you're getting
seen. I'm Tim.
Now. Oh, wait, what?
What's you're up, Doyle.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And this is Thinking Outside the Long Box, our third episode of three, where we talk about spy shit. And today we are going to be talking about the Melissa McCarthy comedy spy film, Spy.
Yes.
That apparently Juan did not like. Which boggles my mind because this movie was funny as fuck.
Oh, wow. Did you guys watch the unrated or the rated?
I watched the unrated version of it.
Me as well.
That's like, it's really the only way to watch this film because there's some of the best shit is not edited.
It's in the unrated. It's ridiculous.
Dude, when they're going through that dude's phone, fucking Hannah just trundles into the living room, plops down on the couch, it's just like massive dick on the TV. I'm like, this is where I fail as a parent. Like, fuck.
So how much parenting did you have to do the night you watched
that? I was like, Hannah, cover your eyes up. You can't watch this. She's like, I'm fine.
So I didn't like this movie until about 45 minutes until it was over. Once Melissa McCarthy started to turn into the kind of like asshole-y kind of spy, you know, when she finally broke out of her shell, technically. Gabe, we're on video too.
What's Gabe doing?
I can't hear him.
I don't need to blank out my video. I'm listening to my kid and listening to you guys, I don't want the podcast to just have Hannah talking to me about her spores glands. Like,
we are an audio podcast. We pander to the visual audience.
Yeah. We are pandering to the visual audience. But I know
pandering to the visual audience, but right now I got to pander to the 8-year-old audience for a little bit.
I just don't like – I don't think I like these kind of over the – I don't know if it's over the top that I don't like. I don't think I like Melissa McCarthy all that much. I just don't think she's really all that funny. I honestly think that
– You're wrong.
I honestly think that Jason Statham stole this movie out from under her. I think he's funnier than she is in this movie.
He is funny as fuck in this movie, for sure.
At least as funny.
I would agree that he's as funny as she is in
this
movie.
And this isn't even his jam. Like, it's not even something he does. I think the reason I don't like her is because she does almost all of her comedy is just dumb slapstick, just nonsense. Sometimes I just want a comedy to make me laugh because the comedians are funny, not because they make themselves look stupid or because they keep getting groped. And I don't know. I just don't like her style of comedy.
So I basically watch comedy in two ways. I watch comedy either because I want to watch people fall down and like stupid shit to happen. And those are the comedy movies that I watch. So like Step Brothers or Spy or The Interview, really great examples, right? If I want intelligent comedy, I watch stand-up because that's what I look for. If I'm driven by wanting like great jokes and like witty, like that kind of thing, I'm looking at stand-up. If I just want to laugh because stuff is stupid, I watch a comedy movie. And the two in my mind are like very different kinds of comedy. So I love Melissa McCarthy because of that, because she, you know, she plays against type where she's like, you know, she really wants Jude Law and she's like really into him and she's very flirty with him, you know, and she's confident in who she is. But then like all of the like disguises that they give her to be undercover are like the cat lady and shit. And like one of the best lines in the movie is, is somebody mad at me? Like, what did I do? Like, that shit's funny. But like, if I want like really intelligent comedy, I'm gonna listen to stand up comedy instead. Like, and sometimes, yeah, even that's gross out or dumb or whatever. But yeah, but that's like the actual like written side of comedy for me. Like, this movie fucking killed it. I laughed through this whole fucking movie. It is really, really funny to me.
I thought Alicia was gonna like this because she was sitting next to me and I was like, this is probably going to be a lighthearted comedy. There's going to be some things. But even she didn't really laugh at I don't know if she liked it or not because we didn't talk about it. But even Alicia didn't really laugh through the movie. It's just not – I just don't think it was funny until she turned it on, until like she became that fucking – she was cursing at the rich lady and shit. Like, she really elevated her game that point.
When she makes the fucking Swedish guy cry is maybe one of the best fucking parts of the movie.
It is so funny.
Play like a fucking accordion.
When she tells him she's going to rip out his backbone without tearing the coat. Like, it's that stuff made me really laugh. But the stuff where she's just self-deprecating, and I don't know if it's just her, because there are times where I enjoy that, but just the beginning of the movie, it just didn't touch me. It just didn't get me at all.
You got to tell me though. Did you laugh when she shoots the guy like off the balcony and then like throws up on him and then like drops a knife in his chest?
Alicia was looking at her phone and she looked up and she's like, "Did she stab that guy?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he fell. And then I was like, "Oh, she threw up on him too." And then the knife falls on his chest. I was like, "Oh, it was funny. That was funny."
That shit made me laugh so hard. Oh fuck. I love movies like this, like movies where they like take one genre and kind of play with it. Like Shaun of the Dead is another really good example of just like taking something that's like usually taken way too seriously and making it funny. And I fucking love that. And you're right. Jason Statham kills it in this but the reason Jason Statham kills it so good in this is he's not playing it for laughs. He's playing the same fucking character he always plays. His lines aren't even that funny. It's just that, like, in, you know, the perspective of the film, he looks like such a trope that he can literally be the Jason Statham from every other fucking movie he's in. And instead of it seeming like tough guy badass, he seems like such a fucking dumbass that it's amazing. And he thinks he saves the day every time. That's the best part.
His like last scene where he's on the boat and he's like, "I'm going to go off into the sunset." And they're both like, he knows this is a lake, right? Like, he's going to run into the other side. And he's just like, fucking getting it in.
Looking all serious. That last 45 minutes of the movie was really funny.
I was a twist at the end where he wasn't really dead. And then he was also like not really a bad guy. Yeah. That was a pretty good twist.
Me and Alicia both saw the Jude Law turn instantly. As soon as he supposedly died, we saw it. I was like, "Oh, well, that's fucking lame. He's the bad guy." But nowhere did I think he was a double, a triple agent, I guess is what they would call that.
He's a triple cheeseburger. I mean, agent.
I was like, "Wait a minute, is he really a good guy all of a sudden?"
I just remember when that part happened, I was just stoned enough that I was really confused for like about 30 seconds. I was like, oh.
Yeah, oh, man. Very interesting, that's for sure.
I will
did
say.
Did you like this, Noel?
I did like it. I thought it was funny.
Well, finally, I got one out of Doyle.
I agree with. I do see what Juan's saying about like the whole self-deprecating thing just not being all that funny. I could see that, but in the end, the movie overall, like I will say I did enjoy it. I don't think I like loved it, but it's definitely good.
I will say that I walked into this movie not knowing what it was, and I think that's maybe why I didn't enjoy the very beginning or the first hour or whatever it happened to be. Shaun of the Dead, I love, and I loved it when I saw it because I knew what it was. I knew it was going to be a trope or it was going to make fun of a trope. I knew that it was going to be something that was making fun of zombie movies. And in and of itself, it ended up being a really good movie. And I didn't know that about this movie. And I just was like, I don't get it. Like, again, I'm probably not the biggest Melissa McCarthy fan. I just don't think she's all that funny because everything she does that I've really seen is I got to fall or people are making fun of me. And it's just that kind of gets old after a while to me. She just doesn't seem to have as much breath as far as what she does. But I know she's done one or two serious movies as well. I just haven't seen them.
She's like a hard pill to swallow sometimes because she has
some serious movies. I didn't know that.
I think she has.
She, what'd you say?
So I didn't know she'd done serious movies. Honestly,
yeah.
I think she does a romantic comedy.
I'll look it up right now.
Couldn't tell you what the hell it was, but I know she could be a hard pill to swallow because I don't like her at all in the female Ghostbusters movie, but I love all the other characters. She just comes off as like a female Chris Farley sometimes, and it's like awkward.
Maybe that's why I like her so much, is because Chris Farley is 100% my kind of comedy.
Oh, for sure.
Living in a van down by the river.
But I think even some of his movies, I was like, fuck, I don't know if I can finish this. Like
I do the same thing.
His ninja movie is almost unwatchable.
Yes.
Beverly Hills Ninja?
Oh, no, no, do not even start with that. I fucking love Beverly Hills Ninja.
I don't fucking love it, but it has
moments. Here it comes. Doyle's got this movie favorited on Prime, probably.
I watched it. I mean, if that's what you mean.
He's like, I got to hit that Beverly Hills Ninja at least twice a year.
So he's like, 007 Goldfinger? Pfft, nah.
The last
Beverly Hills Ninja.
The last serious movie that she did, it looks like, was The Kitchen. It was a 2019 American crime film based on a DC Vertigo comic.
Yeah, The Kitchen is a really good book. I haven't seen the movie, though.
And then before that, she did a biopic called Can You Ever Forgive Me? So, I mean, it looks like she's tried to kind of go out and do some other things. I just am not a giant fan of her style of comedy.
And you probably hate that Happy Time Murders movie.
I never watched it. I didn't see it.
Because that is like 110%. I'll let that one hang for a second.
Fuck yourself, Tim.
McCarthy and like a whole shitload of Muppets.
Yeah, I don't like movies with puppets in it, so fuck that movie.
Dark Crystal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, you got to do the feet running. That one's for YouTube.
Dark Crystal may have been the only film that tried to do something 20 years later, and it looked worse than the original.
Got me curious for the Labyrinth sequel they're supposed to be working on.
I don't know. Have you gone back and watched The Dark Crystal? Those puppets are actually, like, amazing. Even then you watch the TV show and you're like, how does this suck more?
More technology, somehow worse.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're both equally slow and unwatchable, but one of them, at least visually, is.
They also have that haterade again.
Those are Tim's picks, slow and unwatchable.
I do. I'm a fan of like very slow films.
So am I. I just don't pick them for this show because I don't want to hear about it.
I like stuff like that, but sometimes just good God.
So can I give, since this is like kind of our last spy episode, I do want to give a little shout out to another spy movie that I watched this week. Spies in Disguise, the Will Smith.
We watched it too.
So good.
Fucking pigeon spy movie is fucking awesome.
It is very funny.
It is so funny. It
is. This movie existed.
It is like well written. It's exciting. It's like heartwarming. It's perfect to watch with like the kids. Fuck, that movie is so much better than it has any right to be. It is a movie.
What is it called? Spies in Disguise?
It's called Spies in Disguise. It's about, so Will Smith is like this, you know, black James Bond, basically.
The coolest fucking agent ever.
Ever. He's basically like Lance Archer meets, you know, LeBron James or something. I don't know. Like, it's fucking amazing. And this little kid who's like a scientist that makes like quirky gadgets that don't kill people. So he's not like very popular with like the other spy scientists. He makes a serum that turns Will Smith into a pigeon. And it's
scientist.
It's fucking hilarious. Like, it is like, talk about movies that you should not enjoy as much as you do. Like,
bro, Alicia and I saw this in the theater.
Dude, every once in a while,
we were dying at the trailer.
Like, every once in a while, a kid's movie is just like really, really good. And this was definitely one of those movies.
Yeah, I think Alicia wanted to see this when she saw the trailer.
Yeah, I think it's on Amazon right now, like for free.
The scene where he lays the egg, and he's like, I just laid an egg out of the hole that I peed out of. He's like, oh yeah, that's a cloaca. You do everything out of the same hole. He's like, ugh!
He's all, no, it's actually super convenient. Oh man, the scene that's in the trailer that like had Hannah laughing her ass off is when the kid says, "Hey, look at me." He's like, "I can't not look at you," because his eyes are like on the side of his head, so he can see his butt and in front of him at the same time. Hannah, yeah. I had to pause it because Hannah was laughing so hard. Like, it was really, really good. I don't know. Yeah, that's the last spy movie that I watched. Oh, man. So going around, Doyle, we'll start with you because Juan just took a bite. What do you think of Spy?
Of all the stuff we watched this week, I would say it was for me the most enjoyable. Again, don't pursue the unrated film unless you just want to see 3 to 4 minutes of dong. still pretty worth it, I think.
The dong, for sure.
Yeah.
Even, you know, even dong related, it's still pretty good. So, yeah, honestly, I thought it was. I agree with what Juan said. I can't remember what he had some comment about it being like, I never thought about it that way before, but like the fact that she's just like self deprecating all the time, like that just not really isn't very fun when you're watching the movie. But overall, I thought it was definitely worth. How do you say it? It was definitely good still.
Not with your time.
Like, I wouldn't be like, this is one of my favorite films of all time or anything, but it was good.
Yeah, no way. It's not close to that.
No Beverly Hills Ninja, I'll tell you that.
Tim, what'd you think of this?
It's definitely not a Beverly Hills Ninja.
I mean, it was my pick. I fucking love this movie. I mean, I watched it in theater when it came out. I bought it on Blu-ray when it came out. This movie's funny as shit to me. I enjoy it.
I definitely give this one 2 thumbs up. Like, I really, really enjoy this movie. I think it's super funny. Like, it's not like something I'm going to watch like every 6 months or anything insane like that. But if it comes up or somebody is like, oh, hey, have you seen this movie? I'm definitely going to recommend it. So
I will give it 2 thumbs middles because it just the front half of the movie just sucked. It wasn't that funny to me. And the back half of the movie was hilarious. So it was a lot more funny than the first half. So
nice.
Oh, the scene in the beginning, though, when she's still like his helper and the ceiling tile falls down in the background and they're like, oh, my God, bats.
See, I just didn't get it. I just didn't understand why there were bats and rats in this spy place. Like, it just wasn't funny because I didn't get it. Like, I just don't understand how the CIA would just let bats and rats just riddle a building. Like, it just didn't make sense in my brain.
I am 100% with Juan on that. It is literally the only thing I don't understand about the movie is why the fuck the CIA building is rodent infested. Like,
I don't know. I guess just the ridiculousness of it. The reason why you guys were like, why I found funny.
Yeah, no, it was that was less funny to me and more just like fucking weird. That was weird.
Bold choice, Cotton. Let's see how it pays out for it.
Right.
All right,
well, with that said, you have listened to yet another episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. You can find all of our social media and our shop at totlb.com. Be sure to check that out. If you would like to support the show, please visit us at patreon.com/totlb. That's where all the cool kids go. That's where all the cool kids spend their money, is supporting Thinking Outside the Long Box. And of course, check us out on YouTube, tinyurl.com/totlbtube. If you have any thoughts or opinions, reach out to us on social media or give us a call on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline, 970-573-6148. With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And this has been another rip-roaring episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. Bye.
Rip-roaring?
Yeah, I don't know.
And we roared.
I got nothing.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.